Good morning, blessed. How was your weekend? I hope you had a great weekend. Well, thank God for this morning. This week will be an amazing week for you. It will be a week of blessing and a week of joy, and everything you lay your hands on will prosper. Well, today I want to talk about something that happened over the weekend. It is a discussion we had. I was in a group of people. There were young and old people there as well, and the discussion veered towards marriage, and one of the young ladies said, "In my own case, so I pray that he no longer has a mother when I want to get married to him." And as she said it, people who knew me just looked towards my direction and smiled. And I said, well, that's my cue to talk. And I said, I don't understand this. Why would you pray that the man you're about to marry no longer has a mom? Are you actually thinking straight? Have you forgotten that in the near distance, you are going to become a mom? Would you want the woman who is going to marry your son start to pray from now that the guy I'm going to marry, let his mom be dead? Do you know what that means? That means you will not be there on the day your child is married, you'll be dead. That there's some woman who will meet your sons right now praying and fasting that you are dead, because that's what you're doing. And she went, no, no. I said, what do you mean no? You were saying the same thing to the guy you're about to marry. You were praying that his mother is dead before you marry him. What is that? That's what you're saying. What goes around comes around. I then began to ask everybody there, why is there an unhidden enmity between most mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws? And people started saying, well, some mother-in-laws are impossible, some are unbearable, some are this, some are this. Not one person spoke about the daughter-in-laws. So I volunteered to do that. And I said, how about daughter-in-laws? I said, it takes two people to tango. Some people can be difficult. And if you had a child and you raised a child from birth, and they grow up to their 20s and 30s and want to get married, and then the lady comes, and then all of a sudden, your son's attention shifts to her, you would feel a bit of jealousy, yes. But if the daughter-in-law begins to prove to you that, look, I'm also your daughter, mommy. I'm not here to take your son. I'm just here to take care of him. Then she'll begin to see that you're part of it. And for those who have difficult mother-in-laws, it's all about patience. Patience. For those of you who read Mr. and Mrs. Diary, you find out that at the beginning, Mrs. explained how her mom was with her grandma, which is her own mother-in-law, and she didn't want to see her. And then one day, they had a big argument, and Mrs. Mom said something to the mother, and the mother said, well, everything you were doing to me, your child would do it to you. And Mrs. Mom went ballistic and said, why are you cursing me? That's a curse. It would never happen, this and that. And the mother-in-law just laughed and said, what do you mean? I'm not cursing you. If you have been doing good to me, if you have been taking care of me, if you have always been there for me, and I said that to you, wouldn't you say amen? It's because of the nasty way you've been treating me, abusing me, treating me bad. When I say your child would do the same to you, you see it as a curse. Now, how many people can say amen if their mother-in-law says to them, everything you're doing to me, your child will also do to you? If you can say amen, then thank God. But if you feel it's a curse or you can't say amen, then you need to do a lot of adjustments. Honestly, people, I understand that some people can be difficult. But at the same time, if this was your mother, would you not take time out to just understand her and be patient and ask God to give you favor with her and give you the spirit of patience and humility so you can handle it? A lot of you have moms who are 10 times difficult than your husband's mom. But you still handle your moms and you admit it is your mom. Because it's not your mom, you can't be bothered to take the time out to actually make an effort to work with this mom. No, I'm not saying they're perfect people. Neither are you. Nobody is perfect. And don't forget, your daughter-in-law would also find you a difficult woman if you keep finding your mother-in-law a difficult woman. Honestly, you will make your husband the happiest person ever. I know a couple, the mom is extremely difficult. Every time you spend time with them abroad, she makes life difficult for the girl. But eventually, after a few years, the girl began to understand this mom. All she wanted was her son's full attention. She didn't want the wife there when she was talking to the wife. She wanted her to give them me time. So what happened? The next time she came to the house, the girl would go to the bedroom upstairs and watch telly and leave the mom and the husband down to at least have some time together to talk, to say things. And guess what? As soon as they were done, the husband would come upstairs and tell her everything that they discussed. And soon the mother-in-law began to see her as a respectful girl, a girl who knew when to leave and when to stay. And she was the one who said, look, come sit with us. Come and listen to what we're talking about. You can learn from it. And gradually they became best of friends. I know another couple, same thing abroad. The guy would tell the wife, please buy winter coat, boots and socks for my mom. And she would go to the second-hand market and go and buy rubbish things for the mother. And the mother will have to tie a wrapper and put a coat on, wear socks and slippers and come to school to pick up the kids. For those of you who live abroad, you know that when moms come over, that's what they do. They help you pick your kids in school at 3 before you close from work. So another grandmother saw her and said, Mama, why are you dressed like this? And she said, well, my son gave money to my daughter-in-law to buy me winter clothes. And this is what she bought for me. So this other grandma went with this grandma to their house and said she wanted to see the son and the daughter-in-law. And she sat down with them and said, look at me. I've got boots up to my knees. I've got leggings. I've got thermals. I've got so many things on. It's freezing cold. Why would you let your mother come out like this? And you, lady, if this was your mother, would you expect her to come out like this all the way from this house to the school to pick your kids in this weather? Why are you doing this? You're going to become a mother one day. So the girl apologized and the grandma said, don't worry, I will give her winter clothes. So she took her to her house, kitted her up properly, and they became best of friends. And they formed a coalition of grandmas and began to help other grandmas who came into the country to help their children to see that, look, they had a right to ask their daughter-in-law for proper clothes, or else they'll just drop dead frozen one day when they're walking home. Now, doesn't have to come to that extent where an external person has to come and talk to you in your house. Now, for those young ladies who are not married, please, for those of you who pray that your mother-in-law be dead, turn it around and start to pray that God will give you favor with your mother-in-law and God will give you the wisdom to deal with her and be her friend, be her daughter, be the daughter she doesn't have or the extra daughter she needs and all that. And then God should give you the grace to handle the relationship. And for those who are already married, who see their mother-in-laws as enemies, pray and have some humility. Change. Because you can't keep doing the same thing the same way and expect a different result. If you're antagonistic towards each other, even if she's a difficult woman, decide that, okay, I will swallow my pride. I will apologize. I will adjust. And God will begin to bless you. And you find that no woman will be out there praying that when your son is about to marry her, that you two should be dead. Anyway, on that note, I want to say God bless you. Please don't forget to be a blessing and make a difference. Your week will be an amazing and prosperous week. Blessings and favor and mercy will be yours in the mighty name of God. Take care. Have a wonderful week. God bless. Bye.